Green Medicine starts now on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Krista Hinchcliffe, Dr. Hinchcliffe. And I am live from my office on Bainbridge Island. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll take your phone calls to discuss how health and longevity can be improved and maintained with natural substances and natural energies. Our call-in numbers are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5746. Again, 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5746. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make Green Medicine radio broadcasts possible so that I can talk with you and together we can get the word out about nature's medicine, the medicine that fits human bodies the best with the least chance of harm. And an important announcement: the Green Medicine radio show is moving. Starting on Saturday, September 21st, Dr. Wright will be doing his show on 770 AM KTTH from 3 to 4. Again, excitingly, Dr. Wright's show will be starting on the 21st of March on 770 AM KTTH from 3 to 4. I look forward to speaking with you today. We have a lot of time to take calls, and I hope that you can call in with some questions or comments that we can discuss. First, I would like to go over some research that Dr. Wright may have talked about previously about the proven importance of postmenopausal bioidentical hormone replacement for women's lungs and for their voices too. After menopause, a woman's voice declines because of the decline in her estrogens. A series of research reports from the Lung Biology Laboratory at Georgetown University School of Medicine, led by Drs. Donald Massaro and Gloria DiCarlo Massaro, dating back to 1994, have established that estrogen is extremely important to lung health, especially for women. The first research report in this series was published in 1995. Working with female rats, the researchers discovered that oxygen uptake almost doubled during pregnancy and nursing. Pregnant women not only eat for two, but also breathe for two, even though the structure and surface area of the lungs remained the same as before. The total surface area of the lungs directly correlates with the degree of oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange. They suspected that the hormonal increases of pregnancy were responsible for the increased oxygen intake. In 2006, the research team finished their series of studies with a review article of their own work as well as research of others. The review pointed out that normal aging already results in loss of lung alveoli, and that menopause further accelerates the loss of lung surface area, which in turn reduces oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange and makes breathing more difficult. In other words, since estrogen is critical to long-term protection of women's lungs after menopause, there's just not enough estrogen for some women, and their lungs suffer. They also pointed out that their work and work in other laboratories has disproved the notion that pulmonary alveoli are incapable of regeneration and that research indicates that factors regulating both alveolar loss and regeneration are conserved for rats, mice, and humans. And what about men? As the researchers pointed out, male lungs and their alveoli aren't nearly as sensitive to hormonal variation as women's. However, there is at least one potential exception: men whose testosterone gets so low that their bodies can't make estrogen at all. Remember, in both sexes, that the body makes estrogen by converting testosterone to estrogen, a process known as aromatization. So if you're a man who has been diagnosed with emphysema or COPD, you might want to get your estrogens checked along with your testosterone. It turns out that your levels are too low, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, in different proportion than those given to women, of course, may very well help you too. Thank you. So again, our call-in numbers are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5746. I was guessing that we may be getting calls today about the coronavirus, or as we know it now, called as COVID-19. And I can definitely speak to some general precautions that I've recommended to my patients, but there may be more specific questions you have as well. We've definitely been getting a lot of information about how we need to just be more careful about washing our hands with soap and water, and also using hand sanitizer. And that hand sanitizer, of course, needs to have at least 60% of alcohol content. And the other thing I wanted to mention with regard to keeping the area clean is that it is something that's spread via respiratory droplets. So if it lands on an area, and those areas, especially the flat, shiny surfaces, the virus can be viable up to 12 hours. And so it's important that you actually wipe down the areas that especially get in contact a lot, like doorknobs, light switches, handrails. So besides washing your hands and using hand sanitizer, make sure to wipe down the areas in your home with something that has alcohol in it or alcohol so that you are getting clean environment. Besides trying our best to be able to keep clean, the other thing that I'm talking to people about is keeping their immune system functioning at a higher level. And some of that may be self-evident, like not eating sugar or trying not to eat very much sugar at all. We know that sugar decreases our ability of our white blood cells to function at an optimal level. And sugar also creates more inflammation in the body. So staying away from sugar, including refined carbohydrates, is really important. And then also exercise. Exercise is super important for our immune system. So continue to exercise and eat a well-rounded diet, meaning try to eat a good meal that would consist of, usually I like to show people a plate and say half your plate should be full of vegetables, and vegetables of different colors. And then a quarter of your plate is protein, and then another quarter of your plate can be complex carbohydrates like quinoa or wild rice. And then besides that, there's going to be some healthy fats thrown in there as well, like avocado or olive oil. But to try to keep a healthy lifestyle. And then in addition to that, there are certain nutrients that I would really encourage people to use. And I've spoken with this about this with quite a few of my patients. One is vitamin C. There's definitely research on IV vitamin C, and we can't get the high doses of IV vitamin C when we take it orally, but the oral vitamin C is definitely still helpful, especially if we can take smaller, frequent doses throughout the day to keep our level up in the body. So I recommend 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day to 4 times a day. And that can be regular ascorbic acid or buffered vitamin C, whatever is easiest for you to get or take or tolerable. And then, of course, vitamin D. We know from a lot of what Dr. Wright has talked about on the show that vitamin D helps our immune system. He's talked about how it increases something called cathelicidins in our immune system. And this is a dosage that can be more personalized based on vitamin D testing. However, I would say, at least here where we live in the Pacific Northwest, where we don't get a lot of sun, or even the way our earth is tilted, the sun rays don't get to us very easily, then I'm telling people to take usually around 5,000 units a day, if not up to 10,000 units a day. And then we have vitamin A. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin, just like vitamin D. So we do have to be cautious with the fat-soluble nutrients because they can build up in the body. The vitamin A level that I'm recommending daily, but more short-term, and this is adult dosing, is 25,000 units a day. People who are older and whose liver function is not as good would need to take a lot less of this dosage because it can be harmful to the liver. So we have to be cautious with that. However, if you are a healthy adult, then 25,000 units a day can be helpful. And then two other ones, zinc. Zinc is a mineral, and it's commonly deficient in people who have viral infections, or that it may be not deficient, but the level decreases with infection. And so that's another one people can use, around 50 milligrams a day, so 25 milligrams twice a day, or 30 milligrams twice a day, definitely with food. This is one of the nutrients that is known to cause nausea. If you do get nausea, even if you take it with food, you might want to back off on your dosage. And then lastly, elderberry syrup. And elderberry syrup tastes so good, so it's something so easy to use. And the dosage I'm usually recommending is about a tablespoon a day, but people can take more than that. And so I have people using, again, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, elderberry syrup, and zinc. And this is for a short-term time period, though, when we feel that our immune system needs to be at a higher level. And that would be times like now, when the COVID-19 virus is likely in the community. So I encourage people to talk with your provider to make sure that these recommendations are safe for you, and get on them when you can. There's one other nutrient that I really like, and though this is something that's used more for when there is congestion, whether that's congestion in the sinuses or if it's congestion in the bronchioles, it's called N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, and it's an amino acid, and it is something that helps to break up the mucus and helps us to expel the mucus. So that can also be beneficial. So I know that we are about to take a break. We usually take a break right now. So when we come back from the break, we have quite a few callers that we can get to. Thank you very much.
KVI, live and local.
John Carlson, Lars Larson, and I listen to Kirby Wilbur.
They're the absolute best.
Think about all the experience they have in politics.
It's faith, family, protecting America first. That's all in KVI.
I like the Carlson Show in the morning.
I love listening to my man Kirby Wilbur.
Live and local.
I'm a conservative through and through. Coming from Cuba, I came here. What a great country.
Love it.
It's very informative for me, so that makes it really nice.
Talk Radio 570.
KVI.
Uncertain how to stay healthy as possible for as long as possible? Advice is all over the internet. But what will work for you? As no two of us are the same, consider working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find what's best for you. Tahoma Clinic doctors and nutritionists have been helping people like you for over 40 years. To find out more, visit online at tahomaclinic.com. That's tahomaclinic.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
This is what menopause can sound like. This is when your hormones are in balance. Our compounding pharmacist works with you and your doctor to balance the symphony of hormones. And that means beautiful music for you and your body. Whether you're on estrogen therapy alone or just considering hormone replacement, it's important to have balance in all of your body's hormones. After all, even one out-of-tune instrument can ruin the entire orchestra's performance. Call to schedule a consultation with your problem-solving pharmacist. Working together with you and your physician, we can help bring balance to the adrenal, endocrine, and sex hormones so you can continue to make beautiful music.
Call Key Compounding today at 206-878-3900. Located at 530 South 336th Street and online at keycompounding.com.
At Sound Kitchen and Bath, every kitchen is custom. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. We've created thousands of beautiful custom kitchens, personalized materials, paints, cabinetry, and finishes. Extraordinary woods like American walnut, cherry, and bamboo. All design styles exceed your imagination. Mid-century modern, traditional, transitional, and more. We excel at custom kitchen design and will make the process easy and enjoyable for you. Sound Kitchen and Bath, SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Tahoma Clinic Dispensary in Tukwila has the best selection of vitamin, mineral, and botanical supplements in the greater Seattle area. All are selected by Tahoma Clinic's physicians for effectiveness as well as safety. Their unique prostate and osteoporosis formulas get rave reviews. They were the first to stock D-Manos for elimination of bladder infection and Berberine for type 2 diabetes. In Tukwila or online, TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com.
Putting America first and holding the powerful accountable. Sean Hannity, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Get ready. Here's more Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND.
Hi, welcome back to KVI AM 570. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Krista Hinchcliffe, Dr. Hinchcliffe. I'm here to take your phone calls to discuss how health and longevity can be improved and maintained with natural substances and natural energies, and definitely based on research. Our call-in numbers are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5746. So I'd like to go ahead and get to our callers. Our first caller today is Anne in Olympia. Thank you so much for calling. And I see that you're calling because you have a question about Promax. I am actually not real familiar with the Promax product, so I would like to learn a little bit more about it. Would you be able to tell me more about the product, please? Okay, Anne, sorry, we weren't able to hear you. So if you're able to call us back, that would be great, and we can pick right back up. So we'll go ahead and take our next call in Tacoma. This is Jay. Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hi, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah, this is Jay. I actually have an upcoming trip to the Philippines on Wednesday, a three-week trip, and pretty important trip. But I, in recent days, maybe the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing issues of bloating and gas that would accompany that, and I'm not very self-aware in that regard. But I started, you know, putting together that it was probably associated with eating. And I brought up whole gluten sensitivity symptoms yesterday and saw that, you know, that could be listed on there. And so I'm kind of self-diagnosing that maybe this is happening. And with the nearness of the trip, there's not enough time to you know, go get testing done and all. And so I'm trying to just cut out wheat right now and products that fall under that banner and just self-experiment. And so obviously that can be hit or miss. So my other question, I'd appreciate your thoughts on that. But secondly, in terms of supplements, I learned about charcoal as a one possibility to deal with it, and we just appreciate any input you had.
Sure. So the Tahoma Clinic, which is not too far from you, has a lab next to it called Meridian Valley Lab, and they do a food sensitivity test, and it looks at their basic food sensitivity test looks at about 95 foods. That okay. test, the turnaround time is around 10 days, sometimes a little bit longer. So you might be able to, if you had time in that 3 weeks before you leave, be able to have the blood draw and then get the test results back.
Maybe I misspoke, but no, I'm leaving on Wednesday. And
oh,
I'll be
I'm
gone
sorry. Okay. Oh, you're gone. I'm sorry. I misheard you. You probably said that correct. Okay. Yes. So there is no time for that test. But for other callers, at least they know that's available if they ever wanted to do that. And there's an expanded profile, too, that can also look at spices and some other foods that are not as common in the Western diet. So as far as you traveling, so are you trying to just do like a basic kind of elimination diet where you're eating as little foods that you think you're reactive to?
Right. Yeah. I'm just experimenting with it. Literally starting last night was the first time. And then this morning.
Okay. So, and you're primarily trying to eliminate gluten at this point?
Yeah. That's the theory I'm working on.
Yeah.
So the related question is, you know, supplements that might
Yes. So especially when you're traveling, and sometimes you don't know, like if you're going out to eat at a restaurant, if you are exposed to foods that have gluten in them, it's nice to have some supplements in your body during that time. And there are products that are made to help specifically digest gluten. And there's a few different companies that make these products, like Dr. Mercola has a product that does that. Enzymatica has one that does that. Genestra has one. If you look online, they're like Gluten Ease or Gluten Digest even now has a product to do that. So that can be really helpful for people, like I said, when traveling or maybe going out to eat at a restaurant. And then another thing that I will oftentimes have people do too is to take a probiotic. The flora in our gut is really good about helping us to create an environment that is worthy of looking at what we see as being good or bad. So meaning the digestive flora helps us to recognize foods that should be healthy and foods that aren't. And sometimes when our gut flora gets disrupted, then that signaling gets off balance. And so there's a lot of different probiotics that are available for people to use. And in this scenario, I would just want people to use something that has the lactobacillus and bifidobacteria. I really like the Pharmex brand of probiotics. I just feel that they are super good at making sure what's in their bottle is actually there. And then there's also a company called Seeking Health, and they have a lot of different probiotics as well. They have one that's called Probiota Histamine X, and it helps to decrease the histamine reaction in the gut based on the different beneficial flora that we can populate. So that would be one I would consider as well. So definitely those two things.
Can I interrupt you quick?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So the products you're listing, I'm presuming some of them are available at the Toma Clinic dispensary?
Yes, right.
Some are perhaps most.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually do have a plan to go there. And in terms of probiotics, I've done a lot of work in different countries, countless trips to Africa. And I years ago, I ended up with either amoeba or giardia not long before I was meant to return to the States, you know, get on the long flights home. And so I had a lot of it probably generated into something like candida. So I've been on probiotics for almost 10 years.
Okay.
And experimenting with different ones.
Okay.
But, and you just never really know. You know, is this one better? Is that one better? But I would think that the products that are at the dispensary are obviously vouched for by some. They're there for a reason. They're not.
Yes, you know. Right. You're exactly right. And I don't think there's any real specific literature on switching up the types or brands. But I think that that's definitely something to consider. And you're doing that already, just experimenting. But each brand is going to have a little bit of a different mixture of the different beneficial flora. So by consuming different kinds, then you're mixing up the beneficial flora in your gut, which I see as being positive for most people. So I think that's great that you're already doing that.
Okay, very good. And do you have an opinion on the charcoal?
I do think charcoal is good for helping people when they're having a reaction to a food. So I think that's something that would be nice for you to be able to bring with.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that Dr. Wright, this doesn't have to do with food sensitivities, but Dr. Wright talks about when traveling, I just wanted to mention this, is using the potassium iodide or SSKI just to help to create an environment in our bodies where we can better ward off infection. And it's something that always has to be used short term because it can create a situation where it would possibly depress our thyroid function. But the SSKI or potassium iodide you can also get at the Tacoma Clinic dispensary. And it comes in a pretty small bottle, so it's small enough that it's a liquid that you can travel with on the plane. So usually I'll take it with me and I'll take it maybe the day before I travel, the day after, and then, I'm sorry, the day before, day of, and day after of travel on the way and then on the way back as well.
Okay. Great. Okay. That all sounds good.
Well, thank you so much for calling and have a great time on your trip.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're almost ready for another break, and when we do come back, we will get to your questions. I accidentally gave you the wrong phone number the first time I said it on the air. So the 206-421-5757 number is correct, but the toll-free 888-312-5757 is the correct number. So 888-312-5757. So we're going to go ahead and take our break, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
If you enjoy Dr. Wright's Green Medicine radio program on KVI from noon to 2 every Saturday, you're sure to enjoy his new monthly newsletter. Every issue of Dr. Wright's Green Medicine newsletter is full of health and wellness information that can change your life. To subscribe to the digital or print version, go to greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com. For vital health info you don't want to miss, greenmedicinenewsletter.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 206-209-4200. That's 206-209-4200. Or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's meridianvalleylab.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way, online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
Uncertain how to stay healthy as possible for as long as possible? Advice is all over the internet. But what will work for you? As no two of us are the same, consider working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to find what's best for you. Tahoma Clinic doctors and nutritionists have been helping people like you for over 40 years. To find out more, visit online at tahomaclinic.com. That's tahomaclinic.com.
Start your day the right way. The Commute with Carlson, live and local. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Now, more KVI Want to Know Weekends. Back to Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND.
Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Dr. Krista Hinchcliffe from my practice on Bainbridge Island. And we're going to do mostly call-in questions today. Our numbers are 206-421-5757 or 888-312-5757. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, and an important announcement is that our Green Medicine Radio is going to move stations. Starting Saturday, March 21st, Dr. Wright will be doing his show on 770 AM KTTH from 3 to 4 PM. So I'd love to get back to our callers, and luckily Anne has called back. For some reason, her call dropped earlier. So hopefully, Anne, we can hear you this time and get to your question. Thanks for calling back.
Hello.
Hi.
You can hear me. Good.
I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. I want to know something about Flomax.
Oh, Flomax. Okay.
Yes.
So what would you like to know about Flomax?
Well, I don't know what the side effects might be and if there's maybe something safer.
Okay.
I don't know what do you think of it. Is it safe? And I've heard there are some side effects. I just don't know what they are.
Okay. So are you personally using it right now?
No. No. It's,
no. Okay.
So I can't give you real important details, but it's a gentleman who has a Foley catheter with leg bag. It's got BPH, and they've got him on the Flomax. I don't know how long he'd have to do it. They seem to think he'd have to do it forever. Mm. I don't know why. He'd like to get off it if he can, the Flomax, if there's something safer. Do you know anything natural? Or?
So Flomax is typically helpful for people who are having trouble urinating. And so what it does is it inhibits a receptor that then helps the muscle to be able to relax. So it's often prescribed for people who have prostate problems. So, for example, if somebody has an enlarged prostate. And it sounds like what you're telling me is maybe the other things that this gentleman is having to deal with are not related to the prostate. So I would feel comfortable talking about other things that people can do for the prostate gland when it's enlarged. There are definitely side effects for the Tamsulosin, but we can talk about things that maybe, or Flomax, sorry, is the other name that you brought up, that can be helpful for enlarged prostate. So I'm just going to assume that there's an enlarged prostate occurring.
Probably is, but he went in for hip surgery.
Uh-huh.
He had an accident, you know, fell and hurt his hip, and then broke it. But he was able to go, he had no difficulty before the operation, and then we figured it was some sort of, you know, nerve something or other, and not really sure, but he probably had a slight enlargement of the prostate, but he didn't have any problem urinating before, and now he has to have that catheter in there, because otherwise it doesn't come out.
Okay.
So I think that's why they need the Flomax, but is there anything that might take its place or help him eat less?
So the most common product or herb that's used for people who have enlarged prostate is saw palmetto. It's also called Serenoa. And there is a ton of research behind the saw palmetto. And it is definitely effective for helping to relieve symptoms and increase urinary flow. It's been even studied against Proscar, which is another medication for the BPH or enlarged prostate. The dosage on that typically for people is 160 milligrams twice a day or 320 milligrams once a day.
Okay.
The one caution I have, though, is this product actually works a little bit different than the Flomax. This one works on a different enzyme in the body, and it inhibits something called the 5-alpha reductase. And when we over-inhibit that enzyme, it can actually increase the risk of highly invasive prostate cancer, but simultaneously lowers the overall risk of prostate cancer. So I know that's a confusing statement, but if the person is at risk of prostate cancer or has prostate cancer, it's definitely something to speak with their provider about before using.
Okay. It doesn't interfere with, if he has Flomax and saw Flomax, no problem?
They should not interfere.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Is there anything, I think that they were talking about, they said if there's any, if the bladder doesn't function, they have to have the Flomax. So, is there something that helps that works on the bladder function?
So, if I was working on the bladder, one of the things that I would do would be to make sure that I was getting enough magnesium. And there's different forms of magnesium. One of the forms is called magnesium citrate, and that form is absorbed really well. Sometimes people do get trouble with loose stool, and so you just have to back off on the dosing if that happens. I usually start around 400 milligrams for people. And then the other thing, though, you can consider, too, is getting a magnesium oil that can be applied topically. And this way, it's bypassing the digestive tract completely, and there's no bowel intolerance with it. And it can be applied over the bladder. It does sting a little bit, but the stinging is very temporary. So that's a thing that can be done very easily.
All right. And would that allow him to reduce the amount of Flomax, you think?
It's very well possible that could happen. I usually don't recommend people go off their medications without talking to their provider first and then possibly wean off one while you're taking the other things. The other product, though, that I would think of would be zinc. Zinc is really, really good for, well, again, this is more the prostate, not necessarily the bladder. And I had mentioned zinc earlier when I was talking about immune system, that it can cause nausea, so we just have to be cautious about that. And I would use the same dosage, around 30 milligrams twice a day, but with food. And long-term, zinc can cause a copper deficiency, so we want to add in copper if it's something that we take long-term. And usually it's about 2 milligrams of copper per 30 milligrams of zinc. When it's short-term, like I talked about for immune system, we don't have to worry about that. But long-term, for sure, we'd want to add in a little bit of extra copper.
Okay. And how long do you think it would take for any of this to show up? I know being a nutrition, it takes longer than drugs, but...
Yeah. I would say that... He should notice a difference in a month with these nutrients. It may not actually be the full effectiveness at that 1 month time period, but definitely at a month they should notice some improvement and know that you're on the right track.
Okay.
And if not, then perhaps call back in and get some other ideas that we could do besides the ones that we talked about today. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, so I know that we have some other callers here, and I think we can go ahead and start with another caller. We'll eventually have to take a break, and I'll possibly stop you and then come back to your conversation. But let's go ahead and get to Valerie. Valerie, you're calling from Issaquah.
Yes, this is terrific to get the chance to speak with you.
Oh, good.
This is terrific. I recently had... two kidney operations 2 weeks apart to remove stones that occupied one-third of each kidney. Pretty big. And so, of course, I'm following the protocol with the glasses of water and the diet and all that jazz, the manos.
Yes.
And I have a history of hypercalcemia. And I've had two parathyroid surgeries. So I'm calling to find out if there's any form of supplement that I can use to get some of these calciums off of me, if you will.
Sure.
So I don't continue to have these problems.
So am I correct to think then that you have the calcium oxalate stones? Do you know for
no,
sure?
No, calcium phosphate.
Oh, they were calcium phosphate stones. Okay.
Yes. All right. Less common.
Yes, definitely less common. So for the calcium, though, I oftentimes talk to people about taking vitamin K.
Okay.
Are you taking any vitamin K right now?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay. So vitamin K is a messenger that helps our calcium to know better where to go in the body. So, for example, it helps our calcium know that it should be going to the bones and not going to the inside of our arteries. And so taking vitamin K can be really helpful. The vitamin K is contraindicated, though, in people who are on blood thinners like heparin, because it definitely can interfere with that type of medication. So I would not use vitamin K.
That's not a factor here.
Okay. So there's a lot of different kinds of vitamin K that is on the market. There's vitamin K1, K2, and K3. And usually what I'm looking for is a product that has vitamin K2. And in that product, vitamin K2 can be broken down into two different kinds of vitamin K2. There's something called MK4 and another one called MK7. So optimally, it's nice to have a product that combines all of that together. And there are a few products on the market that do that. And I'm not affiliated with any of them, but I'll just mention to you three brands that I know of off the top of my head. So I know that Allergy Research Group has that product. And then also Designs for Health. And another one is Life Extension. So any of those have a nice combination of all the forms of vitamin K together that can help be that messenger for your calcium.
Okay.
So we have to actually go on a break. So do you mind just holding? And then when we come back, we can finish up our call? Okay. Thank you very much. We'll be back soon.
Tom Turner here, host of the Northwest Auto Show, with a reminder that for vehicle maintenance and repair, the work will be done right at an Auto Care Alliance shop near you. I know these shops. You can trust them and their workmanship. For shop locations, go to AutoCareAlliance.com.
For transmission repair, it's Kirkland Transmission in the Totem Lake area. And for improved diesel pickup truck performance, it's Plateau Diesel Performance in Enumclaw. Find them both at AutoCareAlliance.com. AutoCareAlliance.com.
Aging Options asks, do you have a comprehensive life plan?
Most of us hope to spend wisely, invest conservatively, but a single healthcare episode can decimate our savings and leave us on the doorstep of a nursing home.
Protect your assets and preserve your quality of life. Start at agingoptions.com.
And I will show you what it takes to plan a happy, healthy, and successful retirement.
For a comprehensive life plan, know your options. Visit agingoptions.com.
Some say three is a crowd. We say the more the merrier. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 9 to noon. Talk Radio 570 KVI Wattenau Weekends. Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, continues.
Welcome back to AM KVI 570. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Dr. Hinchcliffe calling in and hoping that you can call in and ask questions today. So we actually have quite a few callers, and we were just speaking with Valerie, and we were talking about kidney stones. So I just wanted to go ahead and go back to her call so we could just finish up our conversation. Thanks so much, Valerie, for waiting.
Well, I appreciate being able to continue the call.
Yeah, so I just wanted to tell our listeners about kidney stones that, like you said, you have a form that is less common, and there's other forms like calcium oxalate stones, and there's even uric acid stones. So there's less research on the kind that you have, but we can still talk about calcium, of course, and how calcium is utilized in the body. I wanted to mention vitamin D. So vitamin D increases the absorption of calcium, and you probably know that because you've had the parathyroid surgeries.
Certainly.
So that's always something that I have people watch a little bit more closely when they're taking vitamin D, when they have a history of the type of stones that you have or even the parathyroid. And then the other thing that I would say is magnesium. Magnesium just helps our body to dissolve stones better. It helps to utilize our calcium better. And so taking magnesium, usually in the form of citrate, could be helpful. And I had mentioned before for another caller that it can cause loose stool. So it's always good to make sure you don't get too much. But around 400 milligrams usually works for most people.
Excellent. I've had some magnesium citrate in the past, and there's a wild headache that sets in pretty rapidly.
Oh, okay.
So is there something I can do to mitigate that?
There's not anything I know you could do to mitigate it, but have you tried other forms of magnesium? Like there's the magnesium glycinate.
Glycinate, okay.
And I would just start super small dose just in case you're having a reaction to magnesium only and it's not the citrate or what it's bound to.
Okay.
So I would just maybe take even 50 milligrams, which I know is hard to get, so you could probably open up a capsule, though, and just take out a little bit and try it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Any other questions about that?
No, a comment, though, on the Flomax, which I've been put on, the Flomax.
Oh.
And it has been a quality of life.
Yes,
So I'm sure the long-term goal is to get me off of that. But for the time being, for at least the next 2 months, until we can get some other things, you know, kind of nailed down, it has been a major improvement in my life.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that. That's wonderful.
Oh, and so that begs the question on the saw palmetto. Is there some value in that for a woman to take it?
I'm sorry, repeat that question?
You suggested saw palmetto to the previous caller.
Right.
With respect to Flomax. Is there any benefit to a woman taking it?
So sometimes I will use the saw palmetto in women. So the saw palmetto inhibits that 5-alpha reductase enzyme, and what that enzyme does is it breaks down testosterone into dihydrotestosterone, and dihydrotestosterone is a really strong, potent form of testosterone, and sometimes that can build up in the hair follicle and create hair loss. So sometimes I will use that as part of my formula for women who are experiencing hair loss if it seems to be an androgen related hair loss. But that's
very
a great
good.
Question. Thank you.
Well, these are terrific suggestions. I'll add to my arsenal. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate your question. So we are not too far from our next break. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about a couple public service announcements that I thought would be helpful for our public to know. And these aren't necessarily natural related, but there is a natural hook to the end. One is that maybe some of you are currently taking singular or a generic, which is called the Montelukast. And this is something that people oftentimes take for allergies. It is now going to get a boxed warning per the FDA due to concerns over a risk for neuropsychiatric events. So definitely something to speak with your provider about to consider another prescription that is in that family but isn't at risk of neuropsychiatric events, or even consider a natural antihistamine. So an example of that is quercetin. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid, and it can work by itself or even along with vitamin C, which is also a nice antihistamine. And the quercetin oftentimes comes in like a 500 milligram dose and vitamin C as well. So taking that together 2 to 3 times a day can be helpful for people. There's also combination products that can be used to reduce histamine in the body. Like, for example, I had earlier mentioned a company called Seeking Health. Again, I'm not affiliated with them. They have a lot of different supplements, but one of the things that they have is a line of products that help to decrease histamine. And they have a product that's called Histamine-X, and that is really helpful to decrease the histamine load in the body, like the quercetin and vitamin C. And then they also have a probiotic, which I mentioned earlier, that's called Probiota Histamine-X. And that is a probiotic that helps to balance the gut flora in a way to not create as much of a histamine response in the body. sometimes people too have a mutation of a DAO enzyme that we can work on to help better break down your histamine. So we'll be back after this break and we'll take a lot more calls. I look forward to talking to you. Thank you so much.
KPI Seattle. Tune in and tune up. From hermeneutical to pharmaceutical, it's